Today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We got to the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, two lines up. Rabbi Shimon Berebi. So Rabbi Shimon Berebi have a lay nidra l'mishra. He had a certain neder that needed to be permitted from him. So also the kamayu drabanan. He went in front of some rabbanim, some dayanim, to release him from the neder. And Amri lay, the rabbanan said to him, to Rabbi Shimon, nidra adaita d'hachi. Did you have in mind this when you made the neder? Amri in, I did. They asked him, oh, do you have in mind something else? And in Kamazim, this conversation went back and forth, and there's nothing that he didn't have in mind when he made the nether. And back and forth, the Chacham were getting very disturbed and frustrated, going from the sun to the shade, to the shade to the sun, not thinking of any solutions to help release Rabbi Shimon Berebi from this nether. So as a result, Amar Lei Bitnes Brei, his son Bitnes, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said to Abba Shaul ben Bitnes. Amalei Bitnes Brei to Abba Shaul ben Bitnes. He was the son of Abba Shaul, who's the son of Bitnes. So the grandfather and grandson had the same name. So he said, "Me nader to die to the matari abanim atul shimshi." Did you have in mind? We just started. Chav Gimel and Aleph. Did you have in mind the diet of the mitari abanim metula l'shimshi m'shimshi l'tule? Amri lo v'sharya. So he said, did you have in mind that the chum would go back and forth from the shade to the sun to the shade? You realize you cause him such tsar? And finally, Rabbi Shimon Berbiyosi says, no, I had no idea it would lead to this point. And based on that, the chacham permitted him from this nether. Okay, let's look at some rons here for a second. So the Ron already alludes to something. I see the Ron, five narrow lines down. Adai to the Mitzari Rabbanim. So they had asked him, did you have in mind that the Chum will have such tsar trying to release you from the nether? And the Ron says, Ahai lav noladu, the Shchiach, this is not considered nolad. Now, we haven't seen nolad yet, I don't think, together. It hasn't come up yet. But the concept of nolad with regards to a nether, this is not something that he could not have anticipated. It's something that's nolad that he couldn't have anticipated at all. That's something that cannot be considered when releasing him from a nether. But this is something that's shchiach, apparently. Apparently it's common to cause the chacham such tsar when trying to figure out how to do hataras nedarim. So this was on his mind. Again, there's three levels. There's something in nolad, which is completely off the radar. There's something that the daita d'hachi, where we had in mind it was going to happen. And then there's a middle ground where it wasn't nolad, but it wasn't actively thinking about it. It was something that was on the radar, but further off, towards the end of the radar, let's say. So that's the concept here, where he wasn't thinking about it at the time, but it wasn't completely something unexpected. And that was something they were permitted to. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Yishmael Bar Rabbi Yossi Havalei Nidra L'Mishra. He also had a neder that one needed to be permitted. So Asla Kamayu Dirbanan, so he went forward in front of some Chachamim. Amrulay, so the Chacham said to him, Nadarte Adaita Hachi, did you have in mind whatever this? And Amrulay in Nadarte Adaita Hachi, I did have that in mind. So Amrulay in, and they back and forth, again, actually Amrulay in, yes. Nadarte Adaita Hachi, they asked him again, what about this? And Amrulay in, Kama Zimnan, this went back and forth many, many times. And Kavan de Chazah Hahuk Tara, the Mitzara Banan, Mechaya Baokle, Baokle de Katar. So once a certain Katar, Lashon of Kotar, and Katar I think means a couple of things in different places in Shas. I think in this context it refers to a person who's harvesting wheat or something. Let's see if that's true here. Do you have that there?
They say a launderer.
Oh, that's launderer also. It's short. The reason why it's called Katar by launder is because it shortens the clothing, I think the Gemara in Tanya says. As you, wash the laundry, eventually the shirts get smaller and smaller. I think that's why it's called Katar, to shorten. So what happened was, a certain launderer saw what was going on. Again, back to the Gemara, he says, Kevin de Chaza Hu Katzer, a certain launderer saw this, Dimitstai Rabbanan, the Chacham were going, there's such pain going back and forth here, Michya Ba'ochle de Katzer. So what does that mean? If you look, let's look at the Rashi here, the Mefarish. The Rashi explains, Ba'ochle de Katzer, Kli Shemasimin Bo HaKovsim Bigdayim. This is the utensil that was used to place the Begadim, I guess, to press them or something. I don't know exactly. What does it say it is there? A sprinkler. Okay, sprinkler. I guess they spray some water when they steam them, maybe the steaming system of some sort.
That's how Rashi translates it in Shabbos and Sunday.
Okay. So some type of sprinkler here. Interesting. So, again, so what did he do? So, Machi Bochli Katsu. It sounds like he hit him. So he hit him, who was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he hit him with the sprinkler, we'll call it. So Amar Adaita Machili Katra. So then he said, did you make a neder on mind that this guy would hit you with whack you with a sprinkler? Lo nadir, I did not have that in mind at all. I did not know that my nether would result in this. And based on that, sharya lenafshe. So he permitted himself. That's what the Gersa says, sharya lenafshe. There's no Iran here. So he released himself from the nether here. So what do you mean, sharya lenafshe, though? We haven't seen anywhere where anyone's able to be permitting themselves from their own nether. There's no Iran here. That's interesting.
He says that was the basis on the net, on which the nether was annulled by another.
Based on another?
In other words, he must have said that, and I guess one of the Chachamim who were there said, that's the... we can release you based on that.
But not that he released himself, though. Because that doesn't work.
Here it says, I don't know why it goes back to Chav based on... It says, and the Pharisee of Sarsfora, he teared the Atzmo et another Rebliya Yashila Chacham Sharei. אפילו חכם אינו יכול להתיר נדרו עצמו, כמו שנדרש מהפסוק, לא יאכל דברו, שדרשו, הוא אינו מאכיל, אבל אחרים מאכילים לו.
They quote Tosfos in Bava Basra here. It says you can't take this literally here, that he released himself because it doesn't work. It means he suggested, can we use this as a heter, like Harry was saying, and they said, based on that, this could be a good Pesach to undo the nether. Apparently the Miri had a girsa here that, what it's supposed to say here is Sharia Rabbanan. The Rabbanan permitted him based on these grounds, but of course, as we've been saying, he cannot release himself from this nether.
Point of information from the distant past, where they had steam irons.
Yeah.
They had just a hot iron. It would just heat up the metal. And you had a sprinkler. And you had your shirt on the
when we were kids, then.
Yeah, and you would just sprinkle a little bit of water onto this, and then when you put the iron, that made the steam.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was the sprinkler.
When TV was black and white.
Okay, I guess it existed from the time of the Gemara up until when you guys were little. It was for many, many centuries like that. Okay, so that was the sprinkler. Fine, the Gemara now continues to say, where are we now? Amarle Rav Acha b'difti l'Ravina. Hi Nolad who? This is Nolad. Dilo masak adai to demachli akatsra. That's Nolad. He never could have expected that the local launder would come and whack him in the face with a sprinkler. The Tanina and the Mishnah tells us, ain poschen lo b'Nolad. And the Mishnah says, we haven't seen this Mishnah yet, but there's a Mishnah later on in Masechus Nedarim, that we cannot use Nolad as a Pesach, something that wasn't anticipated at all. Again, the idea of being matir nether is that, did you have this, if that wasn't your das initially, so then there wasn't a full-fledged nether that you took. But Nolad was saying that he couldn't have expected to come at all. That's not considered Pesach. So how could they permit this nether on the grounds that he got hit by the launderer with the sprinkler? So the response is, Amr Lei, Hai Lav Nolad Hu, Dishchichi Afiku to Matzari Abanam. This is not considered Nolad because it's common to Afkiri, Lashon like Hefker, but the idea is that for them to get frustrated, this is something that's pretty common. That's what the Gemara says. So let's look at some explanation here. There's no explanation here. Interesting. The Ran doesn't say much.
There are people who are mufkarim, and they like to give tzar to the chachamim on any light reason. That we can vouch for.
Is it saying it's common that chachamim get frustrated, or is it common that people cause them tzar?
It's common that people cause them tzar.
Right. And therefore, when a person takes a nether, he always knows that it's possible to result in some tzar on the part of the chachamim.
And that someone would therefore defend the chachamim by hitting him?
ולכן היה צריך לעלות על דעתו שייתכן, that maybe, שיקו אותו בגלל עניין הנובע מהנדר. ומכיוון שלא חשב על כך בשעת הנדר, הרי יש כאן פתח גמור שאפשר להתיר בו את הנדר.
I guess the point is that there are always people who are causing tzar their bun, and there are always those who are defending their bun. That's all part of the same story. So that's something that he did have in mind. Now, it wasn't, at the forefront of his mind, but it was still something that's in the realm of possibility. Okay. The Gemara now says, Devesa de Abaye, the wife of Abaye, Havlehahi Barta. So she had a daughter. So I guess it was a stepdaughter. A stepdaughter of Abaye. So Amar Lekrevai, he. So again, who Amar Lekrevai, who he Amar Lekreva. So he said to my relative, and she said to her relative. What does that mean? What's going on here?
They want to marry her to one of his relatives or to Nasi Ota Leachad Mikrovai. Hidu Yamra Sheisu Et Habat Dekriba. Each one wanted to marry her to their relatives.
Okay, so having debate.
To their own relative.
She was saying that people wanted to marry, so they were trying to. So Abai said one thing, and his wife wanted to marry her to her side. Samrullah. So Abai, I guess, says to who? The daughter or to the wife now? He says to his wife, Titasra Hanasi Alecha. So I'm asking any hana from you. You cannot get hana from me anymore. If you go against my word and marry her to one of your relatives. Wow. I was listening to Abai says this. We haven't seen any, I don't think, Amoraim who say anything like this.
No,
we've seen a bunch of Gemara about Tzur Nedarim. They got bound in, but we didn't see any details. This is the first time we're seeing Abai as someone with his wife. So what happens? So, Azlus V'Avris Adaita. So she went ahead and went against the word of her husband Abai, Vince Villacreva, and married her daughter off to one of her relatives.
She had even more of a reason to go
now. So also the commentary of Yosef. So Abai went to Rav Yosef. I guess he didn't think she would react on it, and she did. And now his wife is Usser, so he wanted to, I guess, release himself from or her from the nether. So Amar Leh, so Rav Yosef says to Abai, Ila hava yadas davris adaitcha minzavel lekreva miyadarta. Had you known that she would have went against your word, and she would have actually married off her daughter to one of her relatives, would you have taken the ned there? So, did you really think she was going to? You were a betting man, and you lost. So, Amar Lo, I didn't really think she was going to do this. So, Vishaya, and based on that, Sharia Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef permitted him or her from getting the ned there, from getting Hana anymore. It's fascinating. So, Mishari Kia Gavna, is that type of heter permitted? Which is in, it actually is. Now, what would be wrong with this? Look at the Ran. The Ran is higher up than where we are on the Gemara. The Ran is six narrow lines down, maybe seven narrow lines down. Umishari hachi, kolomar mishari liftoach pesach, shaneder mochiach hefech meusa pesach. Can you use a pesach that's the opposite of what the pesach was? Meaning, sherei kol ikar neder lohaya elishim tavur aldaito teesa b'hanaso. That was the whole purpose of the neder. It's going to result in that. So did you think that that won't be result? That won't be a result? That doesn't make sense as a pesach. So the Gemara says, yes, we actually can use that as grounds for a pesach, and the Gemara is going to bring a rai, a hatani, back to the Gemara. Okay, mishari kia gavne, is that permission? Is that a permissible pesach? In the Gemara says, it is, v'hatanya. Now we saw again a bunch of times v'hatanya. Especially in the Dharm, Hatana doesn't mean a question. It means b'nichusa, we have many places. Especially in the Dharm, for some reason, it means nichusa almost every time, I think. So the Hatanya, as the price approves, ma'isa v'adam echad, there's once a story about an individual, shehidir es ishto milalos l'regel. He made a neder that his wife should not go ali l'regel. V'avra daita, and the wife didn't listen, she was so passionate about going to ali l'regel, v'also l'regel, and she went ahead into Mekai in the midst of ali l'regel. V'balafnei Rabbi Yossi, and the husband didn't really want her to be usher to him, so he had asked Rabbi Yossi, could you find a way out? And Amar Lo, Rabbi Yossi says to him, Vilu hayisa yodea shoveres hadaitcha v'olel rego klum hadarta. Had you known that she really wouldn't have listened and went against your word, would you have taken the nether? Amar Lo, lo. He says, no, I would not have. V'ti Rabbi Yossi. And based on that, Rabbi Yossi permitted, this is on a tana, Rabbi Yossi permitted this this nether, did the nether. So too, in this case here, Rabbi Yossi was able to permit the nether from the wife to a buyer. So that's how the Gemara concludes before the Mishnah.
It's interesting because it says that in this manner of Rabbi Yossi, there was no Beis Hamikdash. It says that they used to go out, they used to go up to listen ship to Shurim. They used to go, a group of people, and up to listen to Shurim the regal.
Interesting.
And
that's where the Rush quotes. If you look at the Rush, an inside column here, what you're saying, he just adds another line here, but also the regal. So he doesn't ask the question, but you're filling in the blank that there is no Beis Hamikdash. Shehayu miskapten l'shema hadrasha. They went to go hear the shir. Vaf hanashim hayu nahagos mitzvah lavo shama liros bichvodish haTorah. That's fascinating. The women also would come to the Shabbos Shuvah drasha or the Shabbos Hagadah drasha. And the reason they would go, now he doesn't say to learn, he would say to go see the Kavod haTorah. This is fascinating, by the way. This is reminiscent of which mitzvah? He quotes the Gemara in Brachos. I don't remember the Gemara in Brachos about this. And does this ring a bell to anybody? Which mitzvah? This is, I think, alluding to? Mitzvah Hakel. Mitzvah Hakel, this coming year, is going to be Motzei Shviyos. It's going to be the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, really the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So this mitzvah in the Torah tells us that the first year after Shemitah cycle, on Sukkot, Chol Moed Sukkot, the Melech would go out, they'd build this, and Mishak, and so that describes, they'd build this little platform, the king would go out and read a different parshios from Shoftim and Mishnah Torah.
He would sit, right? The whole thing, he
have to sit. He would
put a chair.
I'm trying to remember the Mishnah. I don't remember.
The king specifically had to sit.
Yeah.
The mitzvah was that he couldn't stand up.
Okay. Okay. So they build this whole platform for him, and then he'd in the first day Chol Moed Sukkot, he'd recite from the Torah a whole nice little drasha of some sort. So that's Hakel, and the pasuk says that everyone would go. Anashim, Nashim, Taf. Everyone would go. So why? So the Gemara in Chagiga says, okay, I understand men are going to listen. So why are women going? What are they going to do? So, and what about the children? What are the children going to do? What are they going to gain from this? And Taf, the Ramban writes there, Taf referred to Yon Keshadai, Mamish infants. So the Gemara says the reason why to bring the infants is because it's Schar Mivyehim, to bring Schar to those who are bringing the children. I think in terms of the women, I think the Gemara says, Lerosim, to see. They're not going to learn. They're not going to learn. There's no mitzvah Talmud Torah for women. They're going to see the events. So here to us, the Rosh says, the women are going to see, not to learn, they're going to see the events, the Kavod Shatara that's going on.
In the Gemara in Pesachim by the Armah, it talks about that it was I forget which time it was, but it was way after the Beis Mikdash. They were still bringing karbonos of the regal, even after the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. There was still some sort of avodah going on.
I don't remember that. Where in Pesachim is that? Do you remember?
Because the Arma, which time it was, there was an Arma eating karbonos.
Oh yeah, the first parak. Yeah,
and
he got killed for that.
Yeah. So that had. I forgot which time it was, but. It wasn't during the time of the Beis Mikdash.
I didn't realize that it wasn't during the time.
In fact, the matter is, they were. I mean, there's one shot there that they were still bringing karbonos even after the Beis Mikdash was destroyed.
Karn Pesach, at least. Which is the.
Nowadays, the guy who just every year
tries
to
bring and they stop. But the Gemara Mitzvachon tells us that one's allowed to bring the karbonos. If you know where the Makom Mizbeach is, the fact that there's no Beis Mikdash is not ma'akiv at all. As long as you know where the Makom Mizbeach is, you could be ma'akiv in that Makom without even having a Mizbeach at all. So I didn't realize that was shot in the Gemara Mitzvachon there, that the context was after the Beis Mikdash.
No. Okay. Going back to the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying, the Gemara synthesizes is that even though it sounds like it's Harata and it's not a Petach, we're still calling it a Petach because the bottom line it's Harata because he's sorry that he did it because it's like you said, let's say that this is going to be Aser on me if I eat this. And then I eat it, I'm going to say, listen, if I knew I would eat it, I wouldn't have met the neighbor. It's exactly the same story.
Yeah, but it's not about regret. You know, he might also regret it, but it's not the regret. The
so what's the, what, why would it be a better
When you make a kinyan, you're making an acquisition, you're buying or selling something, so some outcome might result, which you didn't anticipate to happen. You didn't sell that was going to be a result of your acquisition.
But here it's exactly like the Gemara, the question of the Gemara is very good. I mean, one thing he would have said, listen, I wasn't serious about the neder. That would be a good answer. So, you know, I was bluffing.
Right.
But if he was serious on the neder, and the neder was that you know, that if the daughter marries to her family, she's asking on him, what's the
So, no, the idea is, I guess he wasn't that serious about it. He didn't think that it was result in her
that's
listening.
That's not the answer of the Gemara, because we learned that when people say certain things and they don't, how do we call that? We call it
Ram Shibalev, those things?
No, I think he was just saying it to say it. He wasn't really meaning of it.
Right.
He was just whatever. But this is not the case, it seems.
But no, but the fact that they said, did you really anticipate that happening? And he says, no, I didn't anticipate that happening.
But that was the item of his that was exactly the point.
That's why the Gemara itself was so troubled by that.
Right.
But still, nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yosef to follow said that, no, it still was not considered, even though he said it, he didn't really expect it, and therefore there was no das for that neder to be chal.
So what category of Pesach would it be under?
There's a whole thing here.
What would it? I mean, not Pesach, but what? Why? How are you being maser it?
Based on the way the Pesach means that there's a certain hole in the initial neder.
Ran asked my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's read through the Ran. There's a long Ran here.
The Ran says, "Madua dan agmara im efshar yatir et neder shel abaye bebetach kazeh haria adraba neder kazeh
shel farah." Let's read it together.
Okay.
And there's a long one here. I think we have time for it. Let's see what the Ran says, and we'll figure this out. This is also actually an important Ran about Hatarsa Dharm. So the Ran says, "Ein in v'atani ma'isabecha." That Ran, it's around 10 narrow lines down. Alma afilu ki agavna paschin. So this is also an example. This is a type of Pesach that one can use to undo a nether. Im tomer mai mitaminan meikara u'mishari hachi. So this is something you could use. So what was the question in the first place? Uma ben zulu nidrei zuzim demasisin. Why is it any different than other nidrei zuzim in the Mishnah? Adraba hayalo lomar d'shaneder mutter me'elav kanach demasisin. It shouldn't be a nether in the first place. Right, I mean, if it wasn't serious. It wasn't serious, like Nidre's reason, but it's not a serious Nidre in the first place. So this is also what you need a Pesach for. So just basically he's asking, give me the different categories, how things work. When Nidarm require a Shela, when they don't. And when they're Mutter on its own. So Yeshlomer Delo Dami, the Ran says they're not similar. The Nidre's reason, or Zruzin, the Masnisin, Ein Piv V'libo Shavin Shav Mocher V'lo Shelo Keach Shavin. The mouth and the heart, the intentions of both the buyer and the seller are not in line. Again, this is the case, just to remind us, this is the case where the mocha says, I'm selling to you for no less than four. I'm taking another. And the lokeach says, I'm not selling to you for more than two. They both really meant three, but they're just trying to play the game. So, he didn't have a mind not to go less than four. The seller is four dinarim. And the lokeach wasn't refusing to go above the shekel, which is two nadarim. Mishim hachishari, because their lave was not in line with what they were saying. That's why it's not chal at all. Aval zed daito hayol hadiro im tavor al tano. Here, in this case, the bai had in mind that the nether will be chal if she goes against his word. Vidaito chi agavna lav nidrei zuzim mikri. This is not considered nidrei zuzim. This is really his das. Eladika Pesach, what's the Pesach here? She'ilu haya yodea she'tavor daito le'madira. But if he knew for sure that I'm going, that she would have went against it, then he wouldn't take the nether. U'masnis nami ha'ksiv le'el. We learned earlier in Chaf Aleph, she'im haya mocher v'lokeach ma'amid in devarim chayel nederayu. If they really stood on their stood ground and what they said, einach nami, the nether would be chal, u'ksin muchach b'yushalmi. Ella, the Ef Sheshaf and Mamidin Poskim Pesach. Even though they stood their ground, that the nether was serious, that the Mocha said, I'm not going less than four, and he was very, very serious, and we could ascertain that he was serious. And Lokeach was very, very serious. Still, it's the Ef Sheshaf and Mamidin Poskim Pesach Lomar, Ela Yusiodesh Lokeach Lo Yutain Bo Selakum. How you said no there? Had you known he wouldn't have given the Yusela, would you still have taken the nether? And Imam Arlav Matir Noso Ukta Paschin and Halchas. So what he's saying is the nether was really, really strong. And he thought, and he really meant it, and he thought that his nether would change her from listening to him, and she would listen to him. And the Mocher thought it would make the Lokeach buy it for four and give in. But once he realized that he wasn't giving in, or she wasn't listening to him, then you could say, okay, fine, I really didn't expect that to happen. But the nether was serious. The results weren't serious, though. That seems to be the distinction here. Let's read a little bit further in the Ran here. The guy wants his friend to come eat by him. He takes another. That's also Nidrei Zuzim. So which case was this again?
This is the case of about Masariv.
Right, but Masariv, I remember this case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, though. What did he say back? Masariv didn't want to come. When did we say that the nether is not chal? We said the nether is chal in those cases. The note takes it to a gemara, the end of the daf here. Okay, so we haven't seen this gemara inside yet. So we're not going to appreciate it.
Yeah, but it seems that he made a nether on the guest and he was serious about it.
But the nether wasn't chal, though.
Right, that's what it seems that the gemara says that.
Okay, that's way up on this end to really appreciate it. Okay, let's jump down, since this is very important, Iran here. Let's jump down five wide lines down in the Iran. Four wide lines, rather, the end, the Het Nedarim. Says the Iran, Het Nedarim, Biyachid Mumcha, O Bishlosh Het Yotos Makum Shein Mumcha. The way to do Hataras Nedarim is you either have one expert or three non-experts, regular people, like we have at Hataras Nedarim by Rosh Hashanah.
On what part of the Gemara is he saying?
This, he just goes off on discussion here.
Okay.
But there's a very, very important Ran here about Hataras Nedarim in general. A lot of Halach L'maaseh, I believe, comes from this. So, again, Heter Nedarim, Biyachin Mumcha, B'Shlosh Hediotos, B'Makom Shein Mumcha. If there's no expert, then you could rely on three regular people. U'kidamina behedya b'habucharos b'herkol p'sulei b'kdashin. Amar Rebbe Yechia bar Abin, Amar Rav Amin, Shlosha matir nesha b'chor b'Makom Shein Mumcha. So, The Gemara tells us that a bechor for it to be permitted, that you don't need to bring it as a karban, you have to find that there's a mum there. Now, not everybody could tell a mum, so you can have three people who recognize a mum, and three hadyotos, they come out to the bechor, if there's no expert around. And the Gemara continues to say, shlosha matir nesan neder b'makum ein she'ein chacham. And when there's no chacham to be matir neder, then you can have three hadyotos be matir the neder. V'arminu hasam, the Gemara there says further, shlosha matir nesan neder b'makum she'ein machacham, lafuke midi Rabbi Yehuda damar heter nedarim b'shlosha. So he, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that heter nedarim with three, v'hu she'ye'echam hem chacham b'makum she'ein chacham. So as long as one of them is a chacham in a situation where there is no chacham at all, meaning, Chacham kigon man, amar Rav Nachman kigon ana, like me, says Rav Nachman. Again, this is no surprise, Rav Nachman, you know, when we spoke of Rav Nachman a number of times, his personality, he was a very strong individual. So Rav Nachman says, I am one of these chachamim. Perish, hai echad mehem chacham debar Rav Yehuda, kumar shehe echad mishloshen chacham kigon man lehevi, and amar Rav Nachman kigon ana, kumar debar Rav Yehuda shehe echad mehem gamir vesavir kigon ana de gamina vesavina. So if Yehuda holds that you have to have three people, one of the three has to be a chacham of the status like Rav Nachman. Gamer v'savra means he has to be a person gamir, which is lashon gamar, who knows things. He remembers halachas. He's a dios, and savra has to be analytical, know all the svaras as well. One of the three have to be like him. We don't hold that way though, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Barmin and Suas, and the Gemara further says there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echam Hem Chacham Mechlad Hanech Kaldu. The other two could be any level, and Amar Ravina be the misavri lu v'savri. You have to be able to have some logic to them. The other two, Afagav de lo gamir, came in the chim misaver lu savri. So what happens is, according to Yehuda, the breakdown is one person has to be gamir, he has to have the mesora, the yedios, and savri in analytical skills. The other two have to just be logical, and whatever the chacham says, they could understand what he says, even though they may not have heard of it before. Umashma, what comes out from here, says the Ran, Vaday de Chacham de Shari Yechidi, Rabbi Huda, Dafka Besamech. So Rabbi Huda, so what's the Echad Mumcha then? If Rabbi Huda requires one of the three to be a Mumcha, an expert, so when does he allow, what's the Echad Mumcha? That, he says, Rabbi Huda requires a Samech. What's the Samech? Well, the Smuchim, from Moshe to Yeshua, and the Smuchim, which we don't have anymore, but those Smuchim, the one person has to be Samech, has to have Smicha, the real Smicha, Moshe Benu. That's where the one, if you don't have Smicha, then you need the three people, and one of the three has to be a Talmud Chacham. Diba Gamer Vesavar Bilchud, Krav Nachman, Sagi. If you just have a person, if what Echad Mumcha means, a person who is intelligent, Gamer Vesavar, then all you need is Krav Nachman, and one's enough. Imkein Hechad Bayit Tlasa, when would you ever need three? Sheyechad Minayo Gamer Vesavar. The high man, the gamer v'saver, bilchudei shari nidre umali litzarif im hashan. You don't need two other people to join in. Exactly. Umai kamer echam hem chacham b'makom shein chacham di b'gamer v'saver sagi b'chamakom shu harayesh b'chacham. Okay. Vade hachi kamer. Therefore, it clearly means echam hem chacham dainu gamer v'saver b'makom shein chacham dainu samach. The chiisa l'samach lichudei shari nidre. When there's a guy who is samach, who has smicha, then he's able to be matin nedarim all on his own. Okay, should we do the rest here? Let's keep going, because there's going to be machlokas here. The chayim de Rabbi Yehuda ba'i samach b'yachidi. See, he needs a smicha for one guy. Rabbanan nami. Rabbanan also require this. He says, the midirabbi Yehuda nishma l'rabbanan. From Yehuda, we could infer to the opinion of Rabbanan the b'hai lo plagi. He doesn't argue on this. He also requires the one individual, if it's the echad mumcha, has to be b'samach. V'hachinami mashma l'b'so perek narek murasa. Later parak in the Darm, Darmina Mori De Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha Parshas Dura Nedarim Ein Tzrich Mumcha Elafil Based in Hediotos. Only by Moad De Hashem, only by making the Moadim, do you require a Mumcha, but by Nedarim you don't require Mumcha. Rather, any Hediot could work. V'ha Parshas Nedarim Rashi Matos Ksiv. Okay, it doesn't say Moad De Hashem, but it says Rashi Matos. Amar Rav Chista V'Yisema Rabbi Yochanan B'Yachid Mumcha U'Mashud Yachid Mumcha Da Farshas Nedarim. He therefore concludes that you actually do need smicha for Hatar Sadarm. If there's one person who's going to do Hatar Sadarm, that person requires smicha. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Aval HaRambam, yeah.
So according to him, nowadays you would always need three.
Exactly. You can never have a case of one person. Exactly. Aval HaRambam, Zal Kasa Beperek Vav Hilcha Shavuos Halacha He, the Chacham Muvok, Matir Nedarim, a very well learned, a expert chacham, he could be Matir Nedarim. The lo boy samach, the Rambam does not require smicha. Mashm de farsha Ravzal, the hadar min chacha hasam b'makom shein mechacham, lav siyuma de milsa b'yhudi. It's not a concluding statement of Rabbi Yehuda. El adir rabbanon It's going back in the Rabbanon. Could go in man mati b'yichid. Sorry, I skipped the line. Ella the Rabbanon kai. Dami shloshim atirnes a nether. That the chacham hold that three people could be matir nether. B'makum shein chacham. Dal mochacham lechudei matir. A chacham alone, even without smicha, is sufficient to be matir nedar. Okay, it goes on to explain a little bit further, but that's the machalkas that comes out. When you're talking about Echer Mumcha, could be Matin Nadarm, is it Smicha? According to Rambani, you require Smicha, and as Ricky said, that Bisman Azeh, that's obviously not going to be relevant. But according to the Rambam, you don't require Smicha, so in theory, we don't pass this way, I don't believe. But within theory, the Rambam would allow even Bisman Azeh, if you have a Tamil Chacham, a Mufak, he would be able to be Matin Nadarm all on his own. Now, why this came here, I'm not sure why it suddenly was here, but I guess this is the end of the discussion of Hataras Nadarm. We speak about all the different. Case of Matir Nadarm, so we spoke about some halacha l'maisa of how many people and the status of them that are necessary for doing Hataras Nadarm. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah. The new Mishnah says in the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Af Harotu Lahadris Chavero Sheyochel Etzlo. Oh, this is what that Ram was referring to before. Person wants to make a neder that his friend should eat by him. Yomer Lo, he should say, Kol Neder Shani Osir Lidor Hu Batel Hu Bilvad Sheyizachar B'Shas Neder. He should say that any neder that I'm going to say in the future is going to be batel, won't be chal, and as long as he remembers that statement when he says the neder. Meaning, he wants his friend to come over. Now, he doesn't really want to make a neder to the guy. So the Gemara is going to explain all this. I don't think he wants to make a neder, but he wants to be show the friend that he's really strong about it. If you don't come today, then everything's going to be all, my property will be usher to you. I think that's the neder he's trying to take here. Is that right? Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't really want to take the nether. So in his mind, what he says is first, he says to himself quietly, or thinks in his mind, any nether I'm going to say, it's not going to be chal. And then he says the nether to his friend Reuven, if you don't come to my meal today, you are also to ever eat at my meal. Now he remembered during that time that he took that bli nether statement beforehand. So that bli nether statement beforehand is going to work to make the nether never be chal. Now if he doesn't remember that statement when he makes the nether though, then it's a real full-fledged nether. This is going to be the discussion of Kol Nidre, by the way. There's an important round about Kol Nidre. I wonder if I'm in Beis here, or maybe it's the next couple of blood. It's going to come up pretty... Yeah, I think it's actually the end of the... I'm in Beis here. The round's very against Hataras Kol Nidre, rather. So this is the statement that the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov suggests. It's like a bli nether without saying a pre-bli nether. So the Gemara says in the bottom now, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Kevan de Amar Kol Nidre Shani Asad Liyidor Yehbatel. So once he hears him say that the guest said, by the way, he says to Reuven, any nether I'm about to say is not a nether. Okay, Reuven, I'm making a nether. If you don't come to my house, you can never get any food. We just heard him that he's not, it's a blee nether, so why would the guy think it's a real nether? So Gemara says clearly there's something missing here. And Chasuri Mech, there's something missing in this conversation here. The way the Mishnah should be said is as follows. Harod says sheyochal etzlo chavero. Umisaribo. A guy really wants his friend to come over as a guest, and he refuses to come. Umadiro, and he makes a nether, that's called Nidre Zruzimhu. It's a Nidre Zruzim. We'll look at the round for a second for some explanation. Before we go ahead, let's look at the round. I assume the round's on the previous page, maybe. Let's see? Yeah, look at the round on the bottom of the previous Amud. The round says, let's start right there for a second. The first one of the Gemara, four lines up. The guy who was invited, the guest, already knows the mezamen already says any neder I'm going to take. He says a bli neder, so he doesn't listen to him, the guest. So the Gemara could have given a very simple answer. He could have made a neder b'chashai in secret. The guy wouldn't hear. The Mishnah still wouldn't work out well. The simple understanding of the Mishnah is a Nidre Zuzim, and it's a where it's the nether is never chal in the first place, as opposed to a nether that's tully on something else. So therefore, we didn't give that approach. But going now into Ran, onto the top of Amud Beis now, so what's Pshat here? The Ran says, Hachi Katani, he says, Rotze Hashayocha Chaver Etzlo, Nidre Zuzim Hain. Even the guy doesn't eat with him. The host never really intended on answering him from anything at all. He just wanted to be strong in his statement that the guest would come. And even if the guest doesn't come, it's not going to be chal. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara goes on to explain the second part of the Mishnah is something that wasn't present. What it should have been said is, three lines from the top, a person wants that his nidar never going to be chal, Kol Hashana, the entire year, he should be Yamud B'Rosh Hashana, he should be standing on Rosh Hashana, the Yomer, and he should say, Kol Neder She'ani Asid Lidor Yebato, that any neder that I will say is going to be batel, be canceled and nullified, never be chal, u'bilvad she'yeh zachar b'shas neder. Only if, when he makes that neder later on during the year, he remembers that which he said at Rosh Hashanah time, that everything's bli neder. So, Gemara says, I zachar, akar l'tanai, v'kayim l'nidre. That's the opposite. I mean, if he remembers that, we'll call it the kol nidre that he said in the beginning of the year, he remembers it, and says the neder anyways, 6 months later, he, in essence, by ignoring that kol nidre, he's ignoring it, and it's not going to be effective. You could cancel out the Tanai by saying that I didn't want it to be chal. I mean, if you remember the kol nidre that he said, so then don't take the neder at all. What's the point in taking the neder? The fact that he took the neder in the face of the kol nidre tells us he's ignoring the kol nidre, and the neder will be chal. We're going to read through a bunch of rans here to get further explanation. So Amar Bai therefore tweaks it a bit and says, Tani, ubevad shelo yehe zachar b'shas neder. No. It means as long as he doesn't remember it, so he stam takes a neder. That neder won't be chal because the kol nidre saves him that he said on Rosh Hashanah. But if he remembers the kol nidre and yet still makes a neder, then Abaye says the neder will be chal. That's according to Abaye. Rav Amar li'olam kidamrina meikar. Really, it was how he said in the beginning, that as long as he remembers that kol nidre, when he says the neder, then the neder won't be chal. Hacha b'maya skinin, what's the case here? Kigon shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah, l'yoda b'maya hisna. We made a stipulation of some sort in Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't remember exactly the stipulation that he made. The Hashe now kaneder, he's making a neder, and he says as follows, where he thinks, "Is zachar b'shas neder v'amardas harishon ani noder." If he remembers, he said something on Rosh Hashanah, doesn't know what. So he says, the neder I'm about to take now is going to be working off that kol nidre I said Rosh Hashanah. Now, I don't remember what I said, but it's going to be working off that. Then less the nidre less the mamasha. Then that neder will have no mamashis, because even though he doesn't remember at that point exactly what he had said, if down the line he remembers what he had said, Rosh Hashanah, he wrote down a piece of paper what he had said, so then that neder wouldn't be chal. Lo amar das rishon ani noder. If he doesn't say, I'm going to take a neder now based on what I said at Rosh Hashanah, then akra l'tanai v'kain l'nidre. Then in that case, that tanai, that kol nidre, will not be effective, and the neder will be chal. Okay, so this is the machlokas of Abaye Rava, how exactly to read pshat in this Mishnah. Again, harot shloys kaima nidro kol hashana yamid Rosh Hashanah. Let's read a few more lines and we'll read through the Ran how this translates to kol nidre. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Chinina savar l'mizhe pepirka. Rav Huna bar Chinina once wanted to give a drasha, it's an interesting topic, and wanted to give a whole drasha on this. Amr le Rava. Rava says to him, Tana kamestaimla stume kidesh lo yinagu kalas rosh binadarim va'at darshele bepirka. A fascinating concept that Rava says. Rava says, the Tana, the Mishnah, was hiding this concept. It was hidden within the Mishnah in order that they not know, it should not be publicized, this kol nidre, so we shouldn't be leaning on the Dharma. A person can just take the Dharma all year long and read, I made my kol nidre before and afterwards, and it's not going to be chal. We don't want giving that impression. So that's the fascinating point. So 2 points, I think, from this. One is that we see certain things are not supposed to be publicized. There are a number of instances like this. You're not supposed to publicize outside the Beis Medrash. I'll share two that come to mind, since you guys are in the Beis Medrash every morning learning. You're considered in that. The one is about the concept of minyan. Minyan in the Shulchan Aruch and based on the Rambam, minyan is a big thing. It's yishtadel adam. A person should try really hard to go to minyan, but it's not as serious as people make it out to be. So there's one of the things you're not supposed to publicize outside, because especially nowadays where people take it so seriously, we don't want to take that from them. This is like their one thing they do is go to minyan 3 times a day. We don't want to take that from them. These are one of the instances where we don't try to publicize outside the Beis Medrash. We don't give a shir to people. Or a similar thing
who,
is...
Who writes that?
The Shulchan Aruch says Yishtad Adam, based on the Rambam. It's a big Indian, but it's not a chiv as much as people say. A more well-known one is that, let's say a person comes back from the cleaners and has a little tag, or buys a new clothing, and there's a tag attached to it. So you can't rip it off because it's kriya, right? It's kareya. You're not allowed to do kriya. But the lach is you're allowed to, because it wasn't meant to be there long term. It's really temporary. And therefore, one's allowed to rip off the tag. You can rip off the little tag on the laundry.
When you buy something also.
When you buy something.
It applies the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, we spoke about it. It's funny because But my grandson had it, and we said that it's mutter because it's clear.
Exactly. Right, but you're not supposed to do it in front of Am HaAretz, because then they say, oh, that's mutter, so I could probably start ripping everything. So those are one of the things that it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you should not publicize such a heter. So here too also, the Rav is saying there's certain things, and this is an example, we shouldn't publicize the heter of Kol Nidre. What's also interesting is, in terms of the way Mishnayos are, that there are certain things that are intentionally hidden in the Mishnayos. So certain halachas are not meant to be publicized and to be so clear. Oftentimes, if a chesur mechzer, I heard once, the reason why a chesur mechzer is, why things are missing, is because the way the Mishnayos were meant to be written was to memorize them. There's supposed to be a certain rhythm and a poetic back and forth to have it memorized easier into songs and whatnot. But if it's certain things, if it's too long, then it's harder to memorize it, of course. So we have certain things were left out. Mishnayos were never meant to paskin based on Mishnayos. They're meant to jog a person's memory, and it goes on to a discussion of what we have in the Gemara. But this chesur mechzer is different in that it was actually intentionally there to hide this concept of Kol Nidre. Okay, fine. Now let's learn through the Ran now about this concept of Kol Nidre here. I think we have plenty of time. So if you look at the first Y line down in the Ran, the Ran says, Rav Amar Kigon Shehisna Barash Shan V'lo Yadok Mima Shehisna. Actually, should we read through this whole Shalak of Atayra? Fine, we'll read through the Pshat. Let's keep going in the Ran. Rava lo asala flugei al edabai. Rava's not arguing on Abai. Again, let's just to get the shittas down for a second here. Abai said that as long as you don't remember the Kol Nidre and you make the neder, then the neder will be chal. But if you remember it, you're being oker. And Rava says, no, even if you remember it, you just don't remember the details of it, but you say, I'm taking the neder, whatever I said, Rosh Hashanah, then the neder won't be chal either. So there's no real machlokas, says the Ram. Demo dehu dechol sheina zocher tenai klal b'shas nidro. Everybody agrees, if you don't remember the condition you made in the beginning, then the nether will be bottle. And they just don't want to, the way the Mishnah was presented, they didn't want to really ruin the Mishnah, so they had to fit in another scenario into the Mishnah to make the word read nicely. That's why it says, the Mishnah says Zachar, they had to fit in such a way, what's a case where you remember? If you don't remember, everybody agrees that it's not a nether. So what's the case where they will remember, yet it won't be a nether? So he says they remember there was some nether, he says some kol nidre he took, he doesn't remember the details of it. And the halchi katani harot levata nidre yamud barashan v'yomar. So again, what's going on here is, even though the Mishnah says, I remember, that if you remember it, Abai says, he changed the girsa and says, no, you don't remember. He changed the girsa. And Rava's not comfortable with changing the girsa. Rava wants to work in with the girsa of Zachar to remember, what do you remember? You remember there is some level of kol nidre, you just don't remember the details. And by the way, this is a very important, it's more of an academic statement, but it's very consistent, though, throughout Shas. Rav and Abaye, their approach to Machlokas, and they always argue in Mishnayos. So Abaye is always willing to, he takes logic over text, and Rava takes text over logic. If the text doesn't make sense, Abaye does away with the text, change the text, as long as it fits into logic. Rav is not as willing to do that. He does not want to ruin the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the text, he felt was more maintained and part of the Torah. He wanted to work the logic into the text. And that's what the Ram means here, that Rav didn't want to be Lashbusha. He didn't want to ruin the text of the Mishnah, so he had to figure out a way to fit logic into the text of the Mishnah. This is a very big yisod of Rav and Abaye throughout Shas.
Do you pick that up from this Ram, or do you know from a different place?
I know from a different place. I remember Rebbe once told this to me, but this Ram just right now just jogged my memory to that point. So it seems to be that's what he's, I think, trying to get at. You heard this elsewhere? Or?
Right. No, but that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is a fascinating point. You'll see it throughout. It's very, very consistent.
Yeah, we saw a few cases that you mentioned.
Yeah, I mentioned it a number of times, right? Yeah. So this just...
And it always is the same
way. It's always the same way, yeah. Exactly. So this Ran kind of brings that out. So now the Ran continues to say, "Bikia gavna ikutre dine." In this case, it's there are two different dinim here. If you don't remember the Tanai at all, b'shas nidr when you make the neder, hari neder, but everybody agrees, you're safe from the kol nidr that you took. If you remember a little bit Tanai, about lo legamer, you don't remember all the details, kagon shehisna b'rash shana v'lo yada mimat hisna. You knew you made some Tanai, but it's just too long, too far away for you to remember. Kolomar shehisna al davar miyuchad v'eno zocher im al pas al yayin. You had a specific neder. So it's a specific tanai on a particular food, maybe bread or wine. Uchayotiben, aval zocher hu shehisne. But you remember you made a tanai, you just don't remember on what. Bichia gavna iamar al das rishona ani osa klomer. If he says I'm making it now, and whatever I said on Rosh Hashanah, Shimitchila hisnisa al neder ze shivata gamachshav ani rota shehe in bata. So that too also, it's if the everything lines up, so then the neder will be bata. Then he remembers afterwards, Shadavar Zeshin Nadir Akshav. Oh, that was, so again, let's think of an example. He takes a nether, Rosh Hashanah, that any nether I take, makes a statement on Rosh Hashanah. Any nether I take that has to do with wine will not be Cha. Months later, he takes a nether about, I'm not going to drink any more wine. And he says, okay, I don't remember, I said something Rosh Hashanah, I don't remember if it was about wine or bread or milk or something. Whatever I said then, the nether now will be taller than whatever I said back then. So he says in nether, I won't drink wine based on the nether there, in the statement of Rosh Hashanah. A few weeks later, he remembers, I remember. It was actually the nether, the statement I took on Rosh Hashanah was about wine. So therefore, the nether I took about wine now will not be effective since that Tanai was built in to prevent from any nedarim about wine being chal. That's what the Ran's explaining here.
But again, he's saying, that's why the response. Yeah. Let's say he's saying, whatever I made it Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, what is he saying exactly later?
Later he says that he's about to take a nether on yain. Yeah. He says, I'm making a nether on wine now. I'll das whatever I said Rosh Hashanah time.
Okay, meaning and since, what? Meaning if I said on Rosh Hashanah...
that I can't make nether on wine, then it's not going to be chal. If I made a nether, if I made a statement about bread, let's say, in Rosh Hashanah time, that won't have any effect on my current nether of wine.
Right, and in that case, Abaye would say that it's still chal, and Rav would say that it's not chal. Or Abaye is more makel than a Rav?
No, they both in that case will agree also. There's no machlokas. Again, everyone agrees. There's no machlokas at all, just two different scenarios that they're talking about, what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay.
So then he remembers later that that's what he was his neder.
Exactly. So nidre lo ispe mamasha, that neder is no mamashas to it. Lo amar al das rishon. Let's say he does not say, when he makes a neder now, he does not say based on what he said previously, ani osa. He doesn't say that. Then batla the tanai v'kaim le nidre. So then, in that case, the nether is batel, and he's the nether is mekayim. The kaven shaya zochar b'shas nether shehisna. He remembered in this case. He remembered that he made such a tanai, but lo yod b'ma hisna, but didn't remember the exact details of it. Im dait haya shis kaim tanai. If he wanted to keep the tanai, lo haya lo lidor. He shouldn't just take. He should not have taken the nether in the first place. Kiyeched elakri, so it shouldn't be undone. Okay, a number of different permutations there. Let's get to some halachal mais now in this run. I believe this is where he talks about kol nidre now. Fine. Ulinin halacha, kaim lam kareva. We pass like Rava, so I guess there is a machlokas here. Hilkach, naktina dechol hashishna betchila kol nidre vichulei, ubishas nidre shachach tenail nidre batam. He makes this kol nidre statement in the beginning of the year, and during the time of the nether, he forgets what he had said, the nether won't be chal. Aval hisal davar miyuchad, if he makes in tanai on a particular item, ubishas nidro zocher shisna aval in yodei amas hisna. And the time of the nether, he made some stipulation, but didn't remember to what. Kol shlo amar al das rishona ani osa. If he doesn't say, I'm doing this based on my first statement to Rosh Hashanah, if he doesn't say that, afal pishenisker acharkach shall also davar shneder achshav hisna mitchila levalo. Even though afterwards he remembered what he made the tanai on, but after he already made the nether, it's too late. Akul tanai v'kaim le nether. It's too late. The nether's chal. The kaven shayazocha k'sa. Since he remembered a little bit, hayolol hisnos v'lomar shal das rishona who osay should have said, I'm making nether now on whatever condition I made in the beginning of the year. V'chein pasuk Rambam perk sheni mehilchos nedar. V'nira, here we go. V'nira shemash she'omrim. This is gonna be very charif here. V'nira shemash she'omrim k'tas kihilos b'yom haKippur. Kol Nidre, again, the difference is, by the way, is also, the Gemara is referring to Rosh Hashanah, we say Kol Nidre Yom Kippur, but okay. It says Ktas Kilos, only a few kilos had such a minog in Yom Kippur. Kol Nidre V'asri V'chule, the Davar Zeh, Hei Miskaven. They're having their Kavana is to what we're saying here. Levata Nidarm Shiyudu Lachar Minkan, to prevent any Nidarm from being Chal moving forward. Elashelashonim mishubash. The language that they're using, the text, is not really proper. Shenir milashonim, the text that they're using, shem matir nidarm she'avru, ve'ezeh ein lo inyan el nidarm haban lachar minkan. They're talking about nidarm that I took the previous year. What good is a nether have to do the previous year? This is talking about nidarm that will come to prevent any nidarm from being chal. I can't do a hataras nidarm and something I took in the past. I can, but I can't. Kol nidre doesn't work for that. I need three dayanim to sit in front of me to do a kol nidre, to do a hataras nidarm. A kol nidre is not going to work, so it only works for the moving forward, he says. Ela shrabinu Yaakov Zal, haya misakin halashon kidei sheyeh meshmusa l'haba Lomar. He changed the language actually referring to the future to prevent any future nedarim. Kol nidri v'asri di asar nevedi tarmini kuli kamutz kidei shehe nir lahabat. So, all with the comments underneath them, Asarna, we don't know Aramaic grammar at all, we don't know Hebrew grammar for that matter, English grammar, but the grammar of the Ran Tzong is the comments underneath it tells us that it's the future, it's the Asid. That's what's going on for Kol Nidre. Vein Roy Lomar Kane says the Ran, it's not proper to say this. Kidei shelo yakol roshu b'nadar. What's going on here? Our Gemara tells us that our Mishnah hid this concept. It's a concept that works, but the Mishnah hid this. So why are we going ahead in those times, Ktsaskilos, only why were a few congregations doing this to publicize something that is being making the Nedarim very calm in the eyes of the people? He was very against this. Because of Ramam Zalba Perka Nizkar and Hilchas Nedarim, Sheyeshman HaGaonim, there were some Gaonim, Sheomim Shein Tanai Kodim Mevatel, Masha Asar Atma, Lachar Mikain, Elam Nedarim Aval Lo B'Shavus. Now there are those Gonim who said that a Tanai beforehand does not mevatel what a person asks afterwards, only with respect to Nedarim, but not by Shavuos. V'yesh mehem misha omer shavuos v'nedarim shavin lehem ledin. They both have the same halacha. So what's he saying? That it doesn't work by Nedarim, but it does work by Shavuos, or the opposite? I didn't read that properly. Again, is it ain't Tanai kodem mevatel? That the Tanai does not work, it sounds like, against the Gemara here.
Meaning that it would work on a Darim, but not on Shavuos.
That's what he's saying, yeah? There's too many negatives here. That it only works on a Darim, but not Shavuos. Okay, fine. And the others say even by Shavuos it works.
But what's interesting is that nowadays, nobody does in the Darim. Everybody does Shavuos. I think
Shavuot, what do you mean?
Nobody says Kona Malaya that this is going to be Asr. Like people say, listen, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And
right, but no one takes real Shavuot nowadays either, though. No one uses Shem Hashem. And
no, but certain things are considered Shavuot if you don't say Bli Neder.
No, that's certain things that's considered Neder. Certain things are considered Nedarim if you don't say Bli Neder. Minhag, a person might do.
But why would that be a Neder if you're not?
Right, it's a certain a Minhag may have the din of Bataras Neder. A person does things a number of times, three times over, it's considered Neder. If it's
but that's not the technical.
It's not in the Dharma as we know it, right? It's a different type of nether that we haven't seen this type of nether yet.
Uh-huh.
Let's say a person keeps Rabbeinu Tam. He keeps Rabbeinu Tam, and three times in a row, it could be turned into his minug and a right. Nether for him. And if he wants to not keep Rabbeinu Tam anymore, he would have to have a Tarsa Dharma, let's say.
Right.
So it has to be a type of minug that is in the realm of halacha. It can't be something that's nonsensical.
And it's still considered a nether.
Considered a nether, yeah.
Is that the Gemara going to talk about that?
I don't think it comes up in the Gemara. I don't think so, this concept. Okay, let's finish reading the last few lines of the Ran here. So there's a machlokas again, whether this Tanai, this Kol Nidre, can work even by Shavuos. We could put this on the list of differences and comparisons and between Shavuos and Nedarim. It's a machlokas here. Says the Ran in the end, Umihu amru betosos dafka b'Shavuos v'Nedarim shenishba v'neder l'atzmo. V'mishi ishbiu chaveru o shediru ein bitol zeh mo lo klum shaldas chaveru hu nishba v'noder. If it's another party's involved, then this Tanai does not work before him. Okay, different point there by another friend. Come down from the Ran here, though, the Ran is very, very much against Kol Nidre. He says one should not do this, even though the Rabbeinu Yaakov fixed the language and said that you could do it only for the future and that will have effect. The Ran said one shouldn't do this. Question, what's the basis for our Kol Nidre that we do with Man Hazer? So I'll leave you with that, though. Time is up. But this is the well-known Ran for that concept.
But what's interesting is that our Lashon nowadays goes on the past and on the future.
Exactly. Ours do. So